Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by SeatGeek. Football is back, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier. They are our exclusive seat sponsor, and they are the best. I'm telling you right now, I use them anytime I need to go to a game. Pull up that SeatGeek app. They give you the best prices. They tell you the best deals. They have this nice little color code. It's a green, yellow, red situation for the dumb brains like myself out there. Green means you're getting a great deal. Red, obviously, you're going to want to wait on that seat. SeatGeek has it all. Every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. And I have an offer for you. You download the SeatGeek app. You go to the settings tab. You click add a promo code. And then you enter the promo code TAKE. That's T-A-K-E. And SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. It's super easy. Like I said, a free app. Best way to get into the game. Download that app. Put in the promo code TAKE. SeatGeek will send you that $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. Download it now. T-A-K-E. Let's go.
Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take. It is Monday, September 26th. Let's go again. Hey, Teeds, let me ask you a question.
What's that, Boom?
No one circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills. Tyrod the Toolman Taylor gave the Bills some home improvement in Buffalo, beating the Cardinals 33-18.
Whoop! Taylor, Luan, Swift, and the Titans fans are never, never, never getting back together as the offensive lineman takes a dumb late-game penalty. 17-10 loss to the Raiders.
The Browns look to slaughter the Dolphins like a bunch of Japanese fishermen until they pick the wrong Ryan Tannehill to die on. Dolphins win 30-24 in OT. Whoop! Whoop! Whoop!
Rumbling, stumbling, bumbling. Gustavo Fring Bradley gets his face blown off as the Jaguars season breaks bad in another loss, 19-17 to the Ravens.
Good one, Boom. The Broncos ride Trevor Siemian hard and put him away wet as they topple the Bengals, 29-17.
Tick, 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 tick.
Whoop!
Wake me up when September ends. And once again, the Green Day Packers are waking up at the end of September. Beat the Lions 34-27.
Cam Newton's law says for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Cam Newton was good last year, so now he sucks. Vikings take down Panthers 22-10.
Odell Beckham is a loser, baby, so why don't you kill him? He got caught in a net like a Japanese dolphin. Giants killed by the R-Words, 29-27.
Standing on a corner in Jameis Winston, Tampa, Florida. Such a fine sight to see. It's Jeff Fisher, my lord, in a flatbed Ford. Getting another win in week 3. Come on, Jeffy. It's getting messy. When you get above 500, it's really impressing.
Rams win 37-32.
Trevor Boys to Minkin will make love to you, Seahawks fans, in relief of Russell Wilson as the Seahawks set the mood in the NFC West over the 49ers, 37-18.
Whoop! Nice spread. Ryan Fitzpatrick has more turnovers than a school board bake sale where he'd go to school, TJ.
Harvard!
Chiefs beat Jets 17-3.
You're absolutely right, Boom. T.Y. Paris Hilton delivered the money shot with a late score penetrating the Chargers' secondary like a socialite. Colts stopped Chargers 26-22.
The Battle of Wentzylvania. Carson Daly Wentz. TRL.
What?
We ran out of things to say. Wawa beat Sheets 34-3.
And the Cowboys take the Bears to the Cove and brutally stab them like a trapped dolphin. Bears lose 17-31. You're absolutely right, Boom.
Tick, 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 tick. All right. That was exhausting.
That's the biggest workout I get all week, actually.
We are here. It is part of my take. It is Monday. It is September 26th. Week three is over. What a week it was. I'm also going to include college football here because we had some serious spread drama in college football.
Yep.
Some great games. Week three, we had some great games. The Packers figured it out. The Rams, now over 500. The Seahawks are back. The Bears are the worst team in the NFL. What do you got?
Well, they probably are.
No, they are.
Like, they might
be actually
the worst. I said that.
It was a definitive statement I said.
Yeah, it's them. I don't want to say the Jaguars because I'm still jagging off. I'm still holding out hope for the Jags to turn things around.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the Bears look pretty awful. But they're not an entertaining kind of awful,
no,
which I don't like.
No,
they're just
exactly.
They're depressing
no hope,
awful.
No hope. No hope.
Yeah.
We got no hope. We got no cash. And the Bears stink.
And no jobs either.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what the Patriots are going to do this week, though. Like, this is where Belichick is going to be, like, the dirtiest scoundrel.
Hank just swung his mic over, ready to talk.
Hey, it's time for an impromptu Hank's Corner. What do you got,
yeah, Hank? Hank, drop it.
I'm also excited to see what the Patriots do this week.
You had a great idea. Did you want to drop it on here?
I have a lot of great ideas. So
for the Patriots.
Be more specific.
For the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm going to write about it tomorrow. But
okay, yeah, just give us a little preview.
I think they need to sign Drew Bledsoe. I think there's one guy that Bill Belichick, he hasn't proven that he can win with Drew Bledsoe. And so this is his chance to finally get that monkey off of his back and truly be recognized as an elite coach.
I think it's a fantastic idea, and I can't wait for you to write about it. I have a question now. Who was the biggest winner in the Vikings Eagles Sam Bradford trade?
Okay, so you're basically bringing this up because I told you that Bradford sucked.
Okay,
right?
So the answer was me, Big Cat. I was the biggest winner because I said that it was a great trade for the Vikings and a great trade for the Eagles because the Eagles can now start Carson Wentz, who I believed in, and they also, the Vikings now have Sam Bradford as a higher ceiling than whoever they were going to start, and both teams are 3-0. So yes, I was the biggest winner. You were the biggest loser.
So after 3 weeks, you look like a genius.
Yep.
Good job.
And no way is Sam Bradford going to get hurt. So I know this is definitively
He's going to trip over his sleeves at some point and dislocate his shoulder, and then that'll be all she
But
wrote.
Seriously, though, the Vikings look awesome. Their defense, best defense in the league?
Probably, yeah. And
they make Cam Newton look like shit. They made Aaron Rodgers. I almost said Brett Favre. It's late, guys. It's like midnight. They make Aaron Rodgers look like shit. So they made Marcus Mariota look like Marcus Mariota. So...
Also, I'd just like to point out that I was shocked tonight when I was watching the Cowboys game.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Lee isn't hurt.
No, I know. It's
I've
it's
never
like a,
seen him on TV.
It's a mirage seeing him out there.
In a season before.
Yeah.
Like week three, and he's still out there running around making plays.
It's a shock that he got to the regular season.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So it's a little bit of improvement, but I'm just, every time
he's
I see that
time.
Guy on the field, I always assume that it's a clip from 2011.
Yes. That one season that Andy Lee was great.
Yeah.
And everyone said, well, if Andy Lee could stay healthy.
That's his full name, by the way.
If Andy Lee could stay healthy.
Yeah, if Andy Lee could stay healthy.
We also, in news, we have a gambling goldfish that is back, my friends.
3-0
on Sunday, Larry, too.
Huge. So he's 3-1 on the week.
3-1 on the week.
And tomorrow night he's got the Saints, right?
Yep, which love, because that's the 10-year anniversary of that block punt.
Yeah, you don't hear that too much. Like,
nope.
You don't hear about that being Steve Gleason. You don't hear about that being the
Katrina.
The Superdome's first game back.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Larry the goldfish is back. Everyone who wants to own a piece of him. You have until Tuesday. You buy a Pardon My Take shirt. You go to the Barstool Sports store. You buy a Pardon My Take shirt, and you will get a certificate saying that you are an owner of Larry the Goldfish, the gambling goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
So get in on the shareholders. Get in on a piece of Larry, too. The Larry franchise. He's back. He's feeling great. And we also, I wanted to quickly talk about two of the craziest spreads that came down on Saturday night.
One's got to be UCLA, right?
UCLA was insane. Hank, we were on the right side of that one for once. That one would keep you up forever.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, UCLA, the game was over, and Stanford strip-sacked
ran it back for a touchdown, ended up winning by 10. Mm-hmm. And then the other was the Cal-Arizona State game, which I've never I think I've seen something like that, but I don't know if I've ever seen it happen with the spread like that, where Cal scored, they were within the spread, they onside kick it, just kicked it right to an Arizona State guy who ran back for a touchdown untouched. Mm-hmm. So that stuff will keep you up at night, folks.
What would you have done if you had UCLA and Arizona State and the under in that Arizona
State? So here's the sick thing is, like, I came out unharmed on those, but I, even when that happens, I like take a moment and I put myself in the spot and I just get like sick to my stomach. Actually sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
Also, I also sat on the couch all day, drank IPAs, and ate Thai food. So that might have been part of it. And that leads a segue to my next thing. I want to get to your injury.
Hurt.
I want to get to your hurt. I'm back to zero, boys.
What do you mean?
Well, a little accident on Saturday night. So,
oh,
back to zero.
You messed yourself?
A lot of Thai food.
Wait.
A lot of IPAs.
Wait, you did this in your own house?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fine.
Was it a shark situation or
yeah,
what?
It was one of those. So
like you didn't make it to the bathroom?
No, or? It was just, you know.
You were on the couch and you
I was
were
on the couch.
Fart.
Right.
It's like,
and I don't,
it was just, it's not
worth, it was
it's
like,
not
ooh,
worth getting up.
Okay. Damn. Yeah. All
so
right.
That's how you know that you've reached a very washed moment in your life.
Yes.
When you just casually shit yourself on your own couch.
Yeah. Someone actually tweeted at me like at like 1 in the morning and they're like, "Big Cat, have you been watching football for like 13 straight hours?" I'm like, yeah, I took a nap in the first quarter of that Florida-Tennessee game. But yeah, pretty much I've been tweeting nonstop all day. It was glorious. That was it was a great day. So, but I want to hear about you because you are now on one leg.
I am. Yeah. So as you pointed out earlier, like a limp kind of suits me.
Yes.
Right? I think
you're a limp guy.
I'm a limp guy. Yeah. I look pretty good in a limp. Yeah. I wear it well.
It's just like you have a vibe of you that's kind of like mysterious. So when you add the limp, you're like, damn, that guy's seen some shit.
Yeah, like there's something going on.
Right.
With that guy. But so what happened was I was out drinking last night. No big deal. Just like, you know, casual Saturday night stuff.
You poop your pants?
Did not poop. Well, I haven't checked.
Okay, nice brag.
So it's a possibility, but I'm going to say no. I was just walking down the street and I just walked and I took a step on my left foot and it started hurting, like excruciating pain. And I just, you know, I was toughing it out last night. I was like, don't let him see you limp. I was forcing myself to not limp. Just like, I ended up walking like 6 blocks home and I woke up this morning and my foot was swollen up and it's purple and dude, don't squeeze my foot. It's purple and it's nasty. Stop. Ow. It really fucking hurts. I'm not kidding. I have a broken foot. So there's a broken bone in there. I broke my foot by walking. Okay. That's how washed up I am.
Yeah.
It's a walking injury.
Your foot looks like a raw piece of meat.
Yeah, it's nasty. So I'm going to need to maybe get crutches.
So we're
I'm going to be a crutch guy.
So
or a walking boot. I don't know.
So in summation, Hank is still alive. He's still young. He's still chipper, although he's not drinking. The other two members of this podcast, one pooped his pants again, and the other broke his foot walking. So we are officially, pardon my take, the most washed up podcast in the world.
We are. So... So what do I do about this thing? Do I become a crutch guy?
No, I told you need that little scooter.
Boot,
you need a little scooter that they use for ACL injuries.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
And I'll get one out of Solidarity, and we'll just start a scooter gang and start intimidating people
in the office. It'll be me, you, and Danny Woodhead.
Yeah.
Just rolling around together.
Perfect.
Like badasses.
Ooh, you think that's, you know, like how twins can feel injuries?
Yeah.
You think that was what happened?
Yeah, I think my body just, like, in sympathy for Danny, injured itself.
I was like, I got to go through what he's going through.
Yeah, so I'm right there with you, buddy.
Okay.
It's not easy on us, you know, professional athletes.
Yeah.
Or people that talk about professional athletes.
Yeah.
So I hear you, man. On one hand, it's like the most peacocking thing you can do is to have a limp.
Yep.
But on the other, it also sends all the bad signals, like I'm a injured wildebeest at the back of the herd, somebody come slaughter me.
Hey, not to make this about myself, but I too walked a little yesterday. Could have been me.
It's true.
Could have been me.
I'm just saying that if like a lion starts prowling the streets of New York, I'm going to be one of the first people that gets eaten because
I actually don't think that's true. I've seen some people on New York that don't on the streets that don't look like they've been moving very well.
That's true.
So I think you'll be okay. Okay.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
Please do. I got really mad today. I was watching football all day, as I do on Sundays,
mm-hmm.
and my TV, it starts to turn itself off. if I haven't changed a channel in 4
yes,
hours.
That's what do you have RCN or not RCN? There's
I have Time Warner.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and this is a pretty normal thing. Like I'm watching Red Zone
yep.
for 7 hours on Sunday, every yep. Sunday. And it's discriminating against me by threatening to turn itself off. It's like, sir, you need to stop watching television. You've obviously left this channel on by mistake.
Okay, yeah. The same thing happens to me, but I actually like it because I'm so lazy that I'll, like, in the middle of a college football Saturday or Sunday, I'll go walk the dog for, like, an hour, and I won't turn off the TVs because I'd be like, I'd have to just turn them back on. It's, like, such a pain in the ass, you know. Let's just keep them on. So I actually like this. It kind of, like, it keeps me in check.
So if you time it just right, you leave for the dog walk.
Yeah.
You don't ever have to turn the TV off. You get back and it's off.
Right.
It's like it's on a, you know, it's like you planned this whole thing out.
Right. I'm helping Mother Earth.
Yep.
So, but that was maybe the laziest complaint of all time.
Yeah. Well, hey, I, you know, I've got a broken foot.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if you guys heard, but you broke your foot.
I broke my foot. So I can't, you know, I'm not operating on, ow, fuck you, stop. Big Cat's actually squeezing my foot and it's not funny. It's literally broken.
I mean, it is funny to me. I'm squeezing your broken foot and you're crying.
Okay, well, I also drank recovery water today. So okay.
You're back.
Timetable is probably cut in half on this yeah. thing.
All right, let's do a little of our Monday housekeeping with Who's Back of the Week. The Tiger Woods Memorial Who's Back of the Week. Mm-hmm. We find out who is now back after a weekend full of football. Hank, let's start with you. Who do you got?
Bills Mafia.
Oh,
love it.
I like that one a lot.
Saw it at a quiet beginning of the year. Didn't see much. Saw a couple good videos of some people getting thrown through tables, and then mm-hmm. they had a bounce back win. I think it's going to catapult them going forward.
Yep. Okay.
I love Bills fans because all they need is just a slight little window of optimism, and they just go full ass. They don't half-ass anything in Buffalo. They don't half-ass their misery when they're bad, and they don't half-ass their enthusiasm when they have, like, one good game.
It also is nice. The Bills Mafia, favorite fan base outside of, Bears fans. But if they get one win, they just basically have to hover. They have to be, like, within 3 games of .500 at all times
yep.
to party properly. So if they had gone 0-3 here, it would have been pretty dire. But mm-hmm. now 1-2, this is going to last them at least 3 more weeks now.
They are undefeated in week 3.
Yes,
that's exactly how you look at it if you're from Buffalo.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
They're going to lose to the Patriots probably in week 4. But guess what? They'll be 1-3. That's just a win away from being back in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you got to party.
I love it. Good choice, Hank.
Yeah. Who do you got?
I've got the U.
Ooh, the U?
The U is back.
Which U?
Of Miami.
Okay.
The U's back. They have 3 huge wins against Florida A&M, Florida Atlantic, and Appalachian State.
Okay.
So 3-0
nice.
To start the season. I think they're definitely back.
It's all about the U. The U does like to come back every now and then.
Them and Nebraska are the two, I think, reigning champions of being back in college football.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a brief shout out to basketball schools that play football. Love to mention that whenever Duke and UNC win on the same weekend.
Yep.
You got it. That's just a journalist thing to do. Like, yeah, hey, these guys actually are pretty good at basketball, but sometimes they play football.
Hey, turns out the football team's not that bad there either.
Yeah.
A lot of headlines reading that.
But my back of the week is Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, because that's my favorite storyline early in September. It's, does Aaron Rodgers actually suck? Does Mike McCarthy not know what he's doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then they all flip out. Aaron gets really surly with the media. He pouts. He tells everyone to relax, and then he goes out and kills the Lions. And I feel like we've done this every year.
Yeah.
Other favorite early storyline that we get every year is the Seattle offense in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And they also are back.
Because their offensive line is basically a turnstile for the mm-hmm. first 3 games every year.
Yes.
And then they kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
Tom Cable punches the right coach in the face, and they get everything straightened out.
Those are our early NFL every single season. It's those storylines. And you'll get every now and then, if the Patriots lose an early game, is Tom Brady done?
He's done.
Yeah.
Last year, that was against Cincinnati, right?
Right. Kansas City. So...
2 years ago.
2 years ago. But it happens every year. So that's the point of an every year
Tom thing. Brady still hasn't thrown a touchdown this year.
Mm.
The latest in the season
Done.
He's ever gone, I think.
Done. I also have a quick shout out to not back.
Okay.
Texas no longer back. Because they were back because they beat Notre Dame, who is not back.
Mm-hmm.
Now Texas is back into the not back
reports
category.
Reports of Texas's coming back were greatly exaggerated.
Mm-hmm. So sorry, Texas. Maybe next year you can come back.
Yeah, after they fire Charlie Strong and hire Les Miles.
Yeah, perfect. All right, we have nice segue. Football guys of the week. This one is in honor of Les Miles,
mm-hmm.
all-time football guy.
Fewer miles, actually.
Yeah.
Classic, okay. Classic grammar joke there.
Okay, all right. God damn it. Les Miles fired.
Uh-huh.
He is an original football guy. Literally eats the grass he stands on.
Ate the playing field, yeah.
The Mad Hatter. He's the quintessential. What makes a football guy, Les Miles had everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially his inability to understand time and clock management. That's a football guy move. Because guess what? The clock isn't X's and O's, is it?
So a great, you think, would be like LSU lost another game against Auburn because Les Miles forgot what a clock looks like.
Right.
That, exactly. That's like an evergreen storyline to have.
You think?
Yeah. So I'm going to miss Les. I'm going to miss him a lot. I'm going to miss his post-game press conference.
He's not dead, but yeah.
And more, well, he kind of is.
I mean, he's gonna get hired somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know if Les Miles can like actually keep himself alive for a week when he doesn't have a staff of people like reminding him to eat and drink water.
Yeah. He's
so
just going to go out and just...
I'm worried.
I would imagine he just goes out to his backyard and lays down and just eats grass slowly.
Yeah, I'm really worried about Les, actually. So hopefully he can make it through the week and find another coaching
You know what he's going to do? Because this is how football guys take care of each other. He's going to be an advisor to an NFL team.
Yeah.
Someone's going to fly him in. Remember when Jim Tressel got fired and basically he was about to die and he was on life support and the Colts were like, hey, come sit in the office. Just sit around football guys and you will survive.
And be like a replay advisor. Except like I don't think that anybody – there's no sane coach that would want Les Miles to like come in as just a neutral extra set of eyes because he thinks so much differently from every other – you know what it could be? I wouldn't be surprised if Ed Ogeron brought Les
Coach
Miles.
Coach O. We don't know how to say that name. So just Coach O.
I wouldn't be surprised if Coach O brought Les Miles in as like a consultant. Just
yes.
Because, like,
or
keep the guy around.
LSU have a little bit of a heart. Maybe you have Les take care of the field. You know, maybe he's one of the lawnmowers. He's on the ground screw.
He just eats all the grass. Like, he's like a goat.
You could have told Les that. You could have been like, hey, Les, you're going to just be in charge of the lawnmower now.
Yeah. You're
still hired. You still keep your parking spot. And he'd be fine.
You just set up a fence around the field, lock him in like a goat, and you just have him walk around the field eating grass to make sure it stays at the same length. I like that.
So shout out to Les. Sad to see you go. Hopefully you land on your feet. I know you will. I think you probably are a millionaire many times over. So, but
he's not a guy that strikes me as someone who spends money ever.
No.
Like all the shit that he has in his house.
He has like a really big SUV. Yeah, he's got a really big SUV, and that's probably the most expensive thing he owns.
Yeah, maybe like a Mossy Oak jacket. That's my good jacket.
All right. Greg Schiano, he's up. What did he do?
So Greg Schiano was nominated for Football Guy of the Week. He was driving through campus at OSU, and he hit a bicyclist.
Oh, no.
And
Was Greg okay?
Yeah, Greg was fine. Early reports came in and said, don't worry, the car is a little bit damaged, but Greg wasn't injured by his car hitting a cyclist. And then Greg went ahead and he went into work for the rest of the day. So he put in a full day of grinding film, coaching the boys up. That's how you do it, you know? You can't linger too long over these things.
And the kid, we don't care.
He was in the hospital.
Okay, all right, whatever.
But I also like how the story was framed initially. It was a vehicle driven by Greg Schiano hit cyclist on OSU's campus.
Yeah. That's a football guy move. Worked a full day, even though he might have killed a kid. That's gotta still punch that clock.
No days off.
Yeah, no days off. Ed O, Coach O, who is a all-time interim head coach.
Mm-hmm.
He is a interim head coach for hire. He rivals Dan Campbell. There's no chance that LSU doesn't win their next game.
Mm-hmm.
Coach O, he's the fiery guy. What did he do, Hank? Coach O.
Is that a trivia question?
No, you tweeted it. So.
You also told us about this earlier.
You're the one who told us about it, so I'm now queuing you up.
He said, I've got a great story about Coach O.
Let's try it again. Hey, Hank, what did Coach O do?
He brought a rope to the team meeting and had everyone touch it and said, we're all pulling in one direction.
Oh, see, I'm telling you.
I love it. So the thing about this is Coach O definitely knew that at some point he was going to be interim coach.
Yeah.
He had the rope stunt lined up. He was like, I've got my great entrance that I'm going to do. I'm going to get everybody on the same page. Like, I'm surprised he didn't just like open up a book and have everybody touch a book. Be like, now we're all on the same page, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So, or you know what? Another good interim head coach thing, which you can do besides the rope?
Burn something.
No, switch up all the lockers.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You're not friends with that guy anymore. We're switching up
offense and defense. Yeah. Guess what? We're sitting them together.
Yep. Hey, you guys are eating. Eat with someone you've never had lunch with before.
Yeah,
That's how you get the team back together.
We're bringing back suits and ties for road trips.
Yes.
So,
yes. Yes. You know, a little professional.
Your sweatpants routine, that's over.
Yeah.
Big dad's in house. I read a couple great old stories about Coach O. Did you know that he used to dip with coffee grounds during team meetings?
I didn't, but that does not surprise me.
Yeah, he would use coffee grounds as like instead of Skol.
Okay.
Could get that extra bit of buzz. He also used to drive his pickup truck to gas stations, and he would hire migrant workers, or day laborers, excuse me.
I did know that.
He hired day laborers and then bring them to his house and then put on like a bare-knuckle boxing match.
No.
Yeah.
That's not true.
That is taken from an interview with Marlon Walls, his former player.
I mean, this is the guy that's going to win. He's probably... I was about to burn my LSU national championship ticket, but I think I have to take it out of the trash.
Yeah.
Coach O.
They're back. You know what? If you fire a coach and you bring in somebody else, the college football playoff committee, they should take that into account.
Yeah.
And be like, you know what?
Doesn't count.
They sucked at the beginning of the year, but Coach O has these boys playing.
Mm-hmm. All right. In kind of related to Coach O, Brian Kelly. Les Miles didn't have a fall guy, and he didn't do the Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly got he fired his defensive coordinator, but before he did that, he pulled the all-time football guy move. He said everyone on the roster will be evaluated. So everyone's fighting for their position again. We're going scratch, not counting Brian Kelly's position.
Of course.
You're right. He's not evaluating his own, but everyone, including the defensive coordinator, and then he fired him, and that's a fall guy. He's got a nice chance to rebound here.
Did you see this guy, though, the defensive coordinator, the guy that has the big glasses tan all the time?
Yeah, and the goatee.
Yeah, and the goatee. That is a pretty good fall guy.
Yeah.
I feel like that guy was just hired for his look.
Okay, here's my only problem with firing him, though, because Notre Dame always needs someone who kind of looks like a leprechaun on staff, and that was that guy.
Yeah, but it is like an old school Catholic church thing to have a fall guy ready for you, just in case things get dicey.
Always. Brian Kelly's pretty good at that.
He's good at finding that, yeah. All right, so here's the deal with Notre Dame. They always talk about it being like one of the best coaching gigs, besides the fact that you have to go to a lame school and live in like the worst town in America. Besides that, it's a great job, and the expectations are like enormously high on you no matter what you do.
They won all those national championships before they let black people play.
That's right, yeah. So besides all that, it's a great gig. Can you imagine Les Miles at Notre Dame?
Oh, yeah.
How incredible would that be?
Yeah, I can.
Like, just turning that place on its ear. Bringing it to the 21st century.
Only problem is they have artificial turf now.
Oh, yeah. So Les isn't going to like
that. Scratch that one off the list.
But I do love the football guy move of just opening every spot up for competition.
Always.
Because
except your own.
That also
except your own. That's very important.
It also implies that you weren't playing the best players at every position. Right. And it really doesn't mean shit.
No.
But I love it. What it does, it lights a fire under the ass of some of the players who were starters. And what's always interesting to see is usually when a coach does that, you go like from that week to the next one, and there's absolutely no change in the
lineup. No, you're very wrong. They always put in like a defensive back, like a sophomore, and they start him, and then they pull him after two plays.
A young guy.
Yeah. They're like, oh, he's getting the start tonight. He's really shook it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't see him for the rest of the game.
Yeah, that's a major football guy move, though. Yeah. I like it.
And then the last one, I mean, this one kind of was put on a platter for us. I think he might actually be a listener, but Bill Parcells. He is some kind of godfather to all these high school football players down in Florida, and he got interviewed by Peter King because Jacoby Brissett is one of his godsons. This was the exact quote from Bill Parcells because he was talking about how he just kind of hangs around high schools.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm a football guy, so I like football, so I go around where football is.
I love it. And is he actually Jacoby Brissett's godfather?
Yes.
So he was holding Jacoby Brissett's knees when he was circumcised.
Yes.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I don't like about that. Football guys should not be self-aware that they're football guys.
We had this debate because Parcells is like, he's old enough where you kind of look back on your life and you're like, wow. So I have no real friends except for the sport of football.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of have that reflection and then you can admit it.
Yeah, I've got a lot of people out there that respect me and fear me as a boss that used to work for me, but nobody that like calls me to play poker.
Everyone who's ever come in contact with me calls me coach.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's
But I have no close friends.
Yep.
I'm a football guy.
Absolutely. But I don't like the fact that yourself, a real football guy would not even realize that there's a thing called football guy, right? They wouldn't have time to even think about what they do. Being a football guy is just ingrained in their blood. He would just be like, yeah, I'm Bill Parcells.
Bill Parcells just broke the matrix.
He did.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's kind of cool that he's hanging out around high schoolers all the time, though.
Yeah. That's not creepy.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. Let's embrace debate on this one. We will tweet it out. Your selections are Schiano, Coach O, Parcells, and Brian Kelly for our football guy of the week.
Should we say who our football guy
is? Oh, yeah. Let's do it real quick.
I say it's Schiano. I'm a Schiano man.
Okay. Hank?
I also got to go with Schiano.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Coach O just because I'm so happy he's back in my life. I've loved this guy for a long time. And I have high expectations now for LSU.
Do you think Bill Parcells right now is like, you know what I like about high school football players? I get old, they stay the same age.
Oh, that's creepy, man.
Yeah.
Did you just come up with that?
Yeah, I improv that.
Okay. All right, that was all football guys. And our upcoming interview was brought to you by DraftKings.com. Listen, guys, I got it again. I know, it keeps coming. You don't realize it. But we have another contest for you. The player who finishes 800th in week one's biggest fantasy football contest took home $100 this weekend. DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy contest with over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. It is super easy. I know that my team is already screwed up for the long season. I have Keenan Allen, found that out today. That stunk. I was starting Gronk for the first 2 weeks, didn't even realize it. That also stunk. But DraftKings, you can draft your team one day fantasy. So don't wait. This is for week four. So sign up now. Get yourself ready before it fills up. It's DraftKings.com. You choose your players for this weekend's contest coming up. You enter promo code BIGCAT and you play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code BIGCAT to play for free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend coming up. Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. DraftKings.com. Put in that promo code BIGCAT. Get your money on. Let's get some money going for the Pardon My Take listeners. All right. Let's do our interview real quick. We have a great one with Giants offensive lineman Justin Pugh and Marshall Newhouse, and we taped this on Friday before their big loss against the Redskins. So, spoiler.
Retroactive spoiler to them. You guys lost.
Yeah, you guys lost. Hey, if you're listening to this,
maybe you should have been spending more time reading your playbook instead of coming in and doing an interview.
Let's not talk about that because of the Blake Bortles. All right, let's do that interview right now. All right, we now welcome into our studio two O-linemen from the New York Giants, the G-men, Justin Puig, Marshall Newhouse. First question, easy one. How the hell do I pronounce your last name?
Pugh, like a church pew.
Pugh?
Are you related to Jordan Pugh?
I'm not. No, I don't even know who that
from
is.
From the W word Redskins.
No.
I knew I screwed it up, but I was just like, I'm just going to go with it. Yasiel Puig.
Yeah, Cuban we are brother. Faintly related.
Are you being serious?
No.
He also.
God damn it. Like that. Now I'm off my game. Okay. All right. We'll move on quickly. All right. We want to start. We're going to get to the Giants. We're going to get to all that, but we want to start maybe with your college days.
All right.
Okay. Syracuse and TCU. Yeah. First question, Syracuse, Justin, is Syracuse football back?
If you look at that last game against Louisville, I don't think we got a little ways to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The offense looks inspiring,
but
you could just say no.
Historically bad.
Spin zone. Your team was on the field with a guy that was able to jump over him. Mm. So like you're technically on the same playing level as Louisville, then, right?
Spin zone, yes. Extra spin zone. Syracuse football's always sucked, so you're technically always back.
We actually were co-Big East champs my last year at Syracuse.
Was that when Greg Paulus was playing quarterback for you guys? Or?
Greg Paulus.
We brought in the...
Wow. Great.
Marshall, you went to school at TCU. How much drugs did you sell where you were on the team?
I was one of the minority dealers. I didn't really... I wasn't the big peddler. That was the frat guys.
Okay.
They have more capital than I did, you know?
Right. Okay, seriously, though, like what color vest does Gary Patterson coach the best in?
Well, he goes to sleep in like his black vest, and sometimes he'll whip out the purple vest.
Okay.
But he's not like a Jim Tressman vest kind of guy. He's more of a mock turtleneck, sometimes short sleeve, sometimes long sleeve.
Okay. I like any coach that changes their shirt at halftime to like motivate the
team.
It's
called karma, and it works. Mm-hmm.
Did he do that when you played?
I don't even know. I wasn't paying attention. He was too busy probably yelling at me. So
okay.
Yeah. All right, so back to Syracuse. One last question. Playing in that dome, don't you feel like that's kind of like a wasted home? I feel like every time, and this is from a gambler's perspective,
yeah,
I'm like, damn, they got to go up to the Carrier Dome. This place is going to be loud. And then I turn it on. I'm like, shit, I screwed up again.
Yeah, the only issue we have is the basketball gets more fans in there sometimes than we do. It gets pretty loud for the basketball games if you've seen those. We filled it a few times, but never to the capacity of 50,000.
All right, so I obviously notice your Philly accent. Do you like to eat food out of gas stations?
Wawa's, yeah.
Yeah. You're a Wawa. So I knew that. I knew that about you.
He took me to Wawa.
Wawa is probably one of the best places, though. I mean,
but
you
hyped it up like it was Del Frisco's.
Wawa's trash.
And it was better than Del Frisco's.
Trash. Did you go and eat there by yourself the other day?
Yeah, on the way home from... Where was I? Yeah, I was at the dentist, and I was like, you know what? I need some Wawa in my life.
So you're going? Yeah, you're going by yourself.
I am going.
Okay,
by myself.
I've never actually been to one, so we'll
there
have
were
to
some,
go.
Can I just
we'll
say that there go. Were some savages in there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think?
Some Bill Burr animals
you think?
In there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Guys eating their you know their sandwiches from a gas station.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
So like, Wawa versus Sheetz. You're obviously a Wawa guy.
Yes.
Why do you hate Sheetz?
I think when you grow up on something, it's just becomes part of your DNA. Wawa is just a part of me. So like when you go there and you eat it, it just tastes right.
Do you know that Wawa and Sheetz are literally exactly the same? And for some reason, people from Philadelphia just love to hate Sheetz?
Now, I'll tell you this. I don't hate Sheetz. I'm also a 320-pound man. So you put me anywhere that has quick to-go sandwiches, I'm on board.
Okay.
I prefer Wawa over Sheetz, but I'm not knocking Sheetz at all.
What's your go-to order?
I always go with my whole order.
Yeah.
I go with the Wawa iced tea, green tea. We go meatball parm sandwich on a wheat.
Meatball
parm sandwich.
Okay, got it.
On the wheat, obviously, to remain healthy.
For health. Now I like Wawa. Yeah.
Buffalo chicken, and then I'll go like, a turkey with all the fixings on there. So you got to throw a peanut chew in there.
Okay. So three sandwiches.
Pretzel.
Three sandwiches.
You're definitely
and then
pretzel.
I go, I'm a soft pretzel connoisseur.
I am too.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's okay. If you like soft pretzels, you're going to love Wawa.
Okay. I'm going to try it. I've been bashing it, but I'm going to try it. If it's in your blood, then you would have to say that rooting for the Eagles are in your blood too, right? So
no,
what's
no.
that like?
It's
now you're a foe. Do you ever take a few plays off when you play the Eagles?
Never.
Okay.
I always try to. I actually had my worst game of my career against the Eagles.
Oh,
though, and everyone was accusing me of trying to throw the which was crazy. And that was the most embarrassing day of my life. So now I want to beat the Eagles more than anything. They boo me when I come home. I'll go to the shore with my. I'll be sitting with my family eating dinner. They'll be doing Eagles chants. At the urinal pissing at the bar, they do EAGL chants.
So yeah. Does your family, like, does your dad, does your family still root for the Eagles?
No. They've seen how the fans have been, and they're all the way big blue.
Yeah. Okay.
So you guys are playing the, we call them the W word Arskins, or W word Redskins on the show.
Yeah.
We don't say the W word. So this show is going to actually air on Monday. So just pretend like you guys won. So how'd the game go, guys?
It was great. I mean, we
Did
went
you
out
win?
There and we, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We went out there, we executed, you know, according to the game plan.
Nice.
Things went smoothly. Obviously, there's some ups and downs.
What were some of the downs?
You know, we ran the ball very well, which was huge for us because everyone's been bashing the O-line saying we can't run the ball.
Yep. How many yards?
173 yards we had.
Oh,
two rushing
right
all
over.
It's a crisp.
Yeah, it was good. We were up in the fourth quarter, so you know, obviously, you're trying to make that
right,
make those
run the
plays.
Clock. Yeah.
Did your opponent play hard?
You were watching. You didn't move.
Yeah, they played hard.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
It was just sad to see Odell kind of suplex that guy.
I was worried. Yeah.
I was worried it was happening.
So Goodell is going to probably suspend him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know he. He's definitely going to suspend him. I don't know if he's going to take away his eating rights or just like.
Were you guys nervous when Colt McCoy took over after Kirk Cousins got benched?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a gamer.
He's a winner, right?
Mm-hmm. A winner. A great
guy.
Okay.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And hey, congrats on the win. The great win, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And so what we're going to do, actually, we're going to cut it. And if you guys win, we'll run that. And then if you lose, like.
Let's run this.
So tough game for y'all. What's your reaction? What's going through your heads after such a hard fought divisional battle?
You know, we're sitting at 2-1 right now.
Mm-hmm.
1-1 in the division. Everything we want is still in front of us. Obviously, we're going to go play them again at their place.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to getting down there.
What do you say to the critics that, you know, you had 40 yards rushing as a team on Sunday? Says the O-line can't block downfield, not getting the lanes right. So what do you say to those critics that say you can't run the ball anymore?
We've been dealing with that. I mean, that's kind of been what people have been saying about our offensive line.
We had a lot of sacks. You gave up two sacks?
I gave up none, actually.
Okay, you gave up two sacks.
I gave up zero as well. They kind of appear out of thin air, those sacks. Okay, you know, it's weird when that happens. Okay, I can't explain.
But it was a tough day. Eli was on the ground a lot, running for his life.
Those are things you don't like to see. You know, obviously the two-time MVP, Super Bowl MVP, putting him on the ground.
Were you on those teams?
I wasn't on those teams. Okay. I was watching as a youngster.
Sidebar, are you guys excited to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl this year?
Can't wait. Bart Scott.
Good answer. All right, we're actually going to run both those. Marshall, you were a power lifter in high school.
Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about how my entire internet history is mostly false. I talked about this on the other show.
Why?
A lot of stuff is fabricated, and I'll tell you why.
That's not a bad, like, that's a very weird thing to, like, damn hackers. They said I was a state champion powerlifter.
Let me look this up. Oh, that was, the edit was done by M. Newhouse.
Oh crap. Oh. All these people saying out. I was delete, so strong.
Delete, delete,
by the way. Delete. Future notice for anybody coming on our show, we're going to do 10 minutes of research, and it's all going to be on Wikipedia. Yes. So come correct yes. to us.
Our, cursing is...
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Fuck,
yeah.
Shit,
I
ass.
Realize that. People, that's... We actually probably need to cut this, because people could just edit their own Wikipedia like an hour before the interview,
yep. yeah.
and we'll just come with the worst facts ever.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that when I do, like, if I do a call-in on somebody else's show, I'm going to edit my Wikipedia. You have a Wikipedia page, don't you? Oh, I do. Okay,
but I'm verified, so. Okay. All right, so not a powerlifter.
Was a powerlifter, did not win state, like, didn't even get remote. Powerlifting was a way to...
That's not something, like, you have to be upset about having...
Wasn't upset.
False.
You're kind of laying on emotions on me that I didn't have. I'm was projecting. Not upset. You're projecting right now.
Okay.
I just powerlifted to kill time in between the end of football season and the start of football season.
Okay.
You either powerlifted or you ran track in my high school, so I powerlifted.
What do you bench?
What do I bench? Right now?
Yeah.
What did you bench then, and what do you bench now?
What do you bench right now?
Well, right now, I could probably hit 450.
That's not that much.
One rep?
It's not that much.
One rep?
Yeah, I can one rep 450. Wait,
okay. What are you repping?
Huh?
What about five reps?
Five reps? Yeah. Only like 100 pounds. It's weird how it goes. The more reps I go, it's like the less I can do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's physics. You know,
okay.
Those kids. They,
all right.
You know.
What about you, Jeff? I wasn't a power lifter.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're already making excuses.
I got to college. I did five reps at 225.
That's it?
They called me puny.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Football that's players are really funny like name, that. They come okay. up with a good
We're
name.
We're clever if you didn't know that.
Yeah, but no, I'm stronger now. I'm not the strongest guy in the room, but you know, I get after it a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. All right. Marshall, you've played for three teams.
Yeah.
Funniest quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, Andy Dalton, Eli Manning. Probably the three funniest in the league, so rank them. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I got to rank.
Yeah.
Oh. One, Eli is funny. He's okay. sneaky funny.
Okay.
How? Aaron is 2. Andy is 3. He's my best friend, but... And he when he's like funny,
it.
Huh?
Doesn't sound like
he's just
it.
Not funny.
Just because he's, I don't call him funny. I'm just being real. Friends are honest.
Hey, did you help him get his bags back when they fell out of the back? Of
I
his
wasn't
truck?
Around. I
okay, because I
was,
did.
You
so
did.
Who's best friends?
Oh, really?
I was helping on the
yeah,
internet.
Yeah, you kind of usurped me. There.
Yeah,
you kind of jumped me on the friends
saying.
List. Best friends.
Wait, so that's actually interesting because I feel like Aaron has like a, he wants everyone to think he's really funny.
Yeah, he's actually
that,
really
I said
smart.
That correctly. I'm a Bears fan, by the way.
It's
just
all
so
right.
That,
it's
if
okay.
you see the bias coming through.
Yeah.
But I would actually – that would have been my guess because Eli definitely seems like a guy who's got like a
– he can attest. Eli is the kind of guy – like he's definitely smart but like likes the pranky, slapsticky type stuff. What? And like it'll just – you'll be sitting down in a meeting or something talking to someone and he'll kind of crop dust you. Or just like drive by, fart you, and then just walk away.
He's a big fart guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's a big fart guy. But it's funny. Like,
well, he's swallowing all that air with his mouth open, so he's got to squirt it out somewhere, right?
Somewhere, yeah. It's physics.
And Aaron's a little more clever with his humor.
You ever see him do those photo bombs?
Yeah, because I was a captain one time. He did one to me.
Hilarious.
I have a picture
never
of it.
Never gets old.
Never. After the 100th time, it's really the same thing.
He does like a photobomb.
The one behind me, he had like a cup to his ear. And
What is
original.
What
a,
original. Man.
Jesus. Now that Coughlin's gone, do you guys still have to show up 15 minutes early?
It's 30 minutes.
We're still
early,
on TC time, so five minutes early. Yeah. 5 minutes early.
He actually still calls my house, like, "Hey, are you awake?" Like, he is my alarm clock, Coach Coughlin.
Has he been around the facility at all?
A few times.
Okay.
Before the season started, he hasn't been around as of late. I think he's working for the NFL now.
I've heard that he would put limitations on coaches. I don't know if he did this with players, but like, you weren't allowed to use the bathroom at certain times in the day. Like, he would look at you sideways.
There were slots, yeah. Like, there's just times when there was no one in the bathroom. You just had to hold it.
Is P time? He has scheduled P times?
We had to go in a line through the hallway, you know, designated bathroom breaks.
Keep your hand on the wall, everybody in line.
Sit Indian style on the corner. You wait one at a time.
We don't say the I word.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It's Redskins.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
pretzel style.
Native style.
All right. Ben McAdoo is the coach now. I love Ben McAdoo. I get a crush on coaches, which is a weird thing to say. And I just said it out loud, realizing how weird it is. Do you guys make fun of his hair a little bit?
I don't. I don't make fun of his hair.
Nice hair.
I think he's bringing it back. And speaking of that, we need some of those shirts, like in the team room.
You mentioned that, and I'm full on board with that.
Like we gotta walk in Wednesday.
Yep.
Yes.
We gotta walk in,
and everyone's wearing that shirt, and McAdoo's just sitting up there with that beautiful head of hair, just looking back at himself.
What about the suit?
Oh, the original
press conference suit.
The OG suit.
Yeah, the one that looked like his, you know, maybe his dad gave him, and it was like five sizes too big.
He picked off the rack.
Honestly, I love that. Let me tell you why I love that.
That's true to him. He's just like, hey, you know what? I just got one of the most high-profile coaching jobs on the planet. I'm going to wear whatever the hell I want to wear. So,
Or I love football so much. I never leave watching film.
Okay.
I have the same suit from when I was 50 pounds heavier in Green Bay. Yes. I don't care.
We're huge football guys on this show. So we love a good football guy. And that is like the perfect story. It's like I can't be bothered to – like Bill O'Brien showed up to the press conference last week when he slept in his office all week preparing for the Patriots, doing real good work prepping. And his hair was messed up. He's like, I've been watching too much film. Yeah. It's just been grinding film.
It's like George Costanza where he leaves his car at the stadium. Right. I think you've been on there. Yeah,
wait, so did Coach McAdoo – he did lose weight?
Yeah.
Yes.
See, that even makes it even better because when people lose weight – and not to name names, but they'll like start buying really tight clothes and like taking their shirt off a lot and like think that they're looking hot. But Ben McAdoo's like, I only care about football. So even though I know I look like shit, I'm not buying a new suit.
Okay.
I love it.
I heard someone say that describe him as he looks like someone who's in disguise. I think that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a great description.
It was on Twitter. It might have been you. It could have been you.
I don't think it was me, unless I was blacked out, which is a possibility.
It might have been someone from SB Nation.
But I don't know. Yeah. Seriously, you guys have been like great team players on the Giants. You've moved around a little bit, gone wherever you need to be. Do you kind of regret that Tom Coughlin didn't have any other daughters that you guys could marry?
You want to move on again? All right, we'll move on again.
Is there not an easy button around here?
All right, easy one. And this actually will tell us whether you can stay or go, Marshall. Cincinnati Bengals, Skyline Chili?
Garbage.
Yes. Thank you.
Hot.
Good answer.
All right. Garbage. Thank you. All right, you can stay. They're cool. It's the worst.
Who says it's good?
People in Cincinnati.
No, they don't.
They have Stockholm.
They do not.
Yes.
I asked people in Cincinnati, what's the deal with the skyline?
No,
and they're like, we don't know where it came from, why it got this height that it's been reached, because it's greasy drunk food. I get that.
It came from the toilet, but
yeah.
Look, I like drunk food as much as anybody else, but like that's not drunk food. Just because something sucks doesn't mean that it's drunk food.
You have standards, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. No. I always like to talk about this with football guys. Bottom of the pile. Tell me the craziest thing that's happened.
Throat action. Pause. Guys like jabbing through the face mask, like eye gouging. I've seen that. Nothing has happened to me.
I haven't had anything bad.
Dirtbags like in the 90s who are grabbing nuts.
Do you guys do any of that shit?
I know.
I'm looking for the ball for the football.
Yeah.
Like I've tried to rip the football and, you know.
Mm-hmm. From your own teammate?
Yeah, from I want this possession. Yeah. This is on my stat list, yeah.
I think when a turnover happens, you're just trying not to get de-cleated at first. You got to find out where everyone's at, and then just try to get them down any way
right.
possible.
Yeah. Okay,
so, you know. True.
All right, have either of you guys scored a touchdown in college or? NFL?
So close. I had a play.
I've scored in high
for
school.
Me.
Okay,
and pick six.
I've had a play designed for me, and I got tackled. I got cut by a little DB like a yard from the school.
Where, when was this?
It was TCU. Okay. I have a video of it. It's great. It's not great, but it's great.
Do you guys brutal. Have like a dance that's all set up in case you do score?
I'm running right out of the stadium.
There you go.
Not coming back.
Just retire.
I mean, yeah, I'm done.
I mean, at that point, I think I would be willing to accept a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that's you know, that's one right? that the coach has to be like,
right.
okay.
Okay,
yeah.
thank
that's
you.
Fine. You yeah. know, big guys, when they score, they get to do whatever they want.
Right. How are the Jets as a roommate? Like, do you ever find, like, Ryan Fitzpatrick's books laying around or anything weird?
No.
Nah, they're all the way in down south in Jersey. We're kind of right by the stadium.
But, like, in the actual stadium?
Yeah, it gets annoying sometimes, you know, when you walk
in, there's
all that green.
They switch the lights, you know, from blue to green. It's awkward.
Do they
know?
Actually do that?
Yeah, yeah, like, you see the little rim around the top of MetLife goes from, when they're at home, it's green, and we're at home, it's blue. It's just one of those little annoyances.
Yeah, it's annoying. Like, mm-hmm. yeah.
I still okay. refer to it as Giant Stadium too. Yeah. I don't call it MetLife.
Yeah, okay. That's a strong power move right there. It's like come and take it. Yeah.
They kind of almost convinced me though, because we were at the Rangers game with the one that I think y'all took a picture of it where Mangold was heckling last mm-hmm. year.
Oh
so
yeah,
so he
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
won me over there for that night.
Okay,
they kind of won me over.
Okay,
yeah. funny guy, offensive funny guy. Line guy.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I
yeah,
it's
you
part
know,
of the brotherhood.
Yeah,
he's part of the brotherhood.
We're part of that brotherhood. We have a lot. We actually.
We've had
out of
a lot
any
of
position of any sport, we've had more offensive linemen.
And what I've noticed is like a lot of offensive linemen like to travel in groups.
Yes.
You guys are pack animals.
You guys stay together.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I don't like to be alone.
Yeah. So we're kind of, if you ever need
he has
us.
Neglect, he has
if
neglect
you ever need
issues.
Us to hang out and just be guys.
Yeah, yeah, we're kind of the same way. So right. kindred spirits here.
Got it.
All right, so the night before a game, you guys are in a hotel together. What's kind of like the routine beforehand?
We show up. Watch film. We have tests. We do tests that we have to hand into our coaches, and our coaches will correct them.
Are you
back
serious?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay.
So we hand our tests in. We watch film. Coach will, you know, give us a little pump up video. It's always like highlights of whoever we beat the week before or whatever it is. And then we break for snack. After
little
that.
Snack. What's
I
snacks?
Like it.
What are the
it's,
snacks?
It's called snack. Like
snack time.
What,
yeah.
snack?
Yeah.
Snack
what
and
are we
nap?
Eating on the
Lunchables.
Snacks?
Apples,
what do we got?
Slices.
Yeah.
I usually get like a Caesar salad. I eat a couple barbecue wings. Mm. This
a couple is how
my,
many?
Huh?
How many is a couple?
Snack.
A couple
dozen.
Yeah,
like a dozen. 10. That's a snack.
Yeah.
Just I like
a dozen
take the edge off.
The, yeah, exactly. the snack for a big guy is a little different.
Yeah, right? I mean, I got to have at least one slice of pizza.
I got to fill there the jowls go. Up with energy. You know, that's
right.
where I store it. So.
All right. Last questions that we ask everyone.
No, real quick. I want to talk about Weatherford.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
So,
Steve Weatherford, yeah.
So we are right across the street from a Planet Fitness, okay. and we know that he likes to do some workouts at Planet Fitness that aren't always appreciated by the staff.
Yeah.
And you were mentioning something about a new ebook that he wrote. What's that?
Oh, my man Steve Weatherford wrote an ebook entitled Armageddon about how to grow your arms and your back in a short amount of time. I think it's, what is it, like 12 weeks or something
Wait,
like that?
So
it's a program.
Oh, arm. It's a,
yes.
Armageddon.
Oh,
hashtag
Armageddon.
Hashtag Armageddon. So shout out to my man Steve, he did it. So he's jacked. He's living proof that you know he can do it. But
well, he's always been jacked.
He has not. When he got here, he started pumping. Have you seen pictures of him when he was with the Jets?
No,
he was scrawny.
Wait, is he on the team right now?
No.
Oh,
I think he's kind of just chilling, living life.
Did he scream?
Probably
when
couldn't
you guys
pass
lifted?
A drug test right now.
Yeah, would he yell and scream when you guys lifted?
We didn't really lift with him. The specialists kind of lift like yeah. when we go to meetings, and they kind of. Go one way or the other. They either go out drinking or they lift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Weatherford just dedicated, and we have probably the most jack specialists in the NFL.
Oh okay. yeah, I'd say.
So we're gonna work out with Steve at some point. Can mm-hmm. you guys help us hook that up?
I think we can.
Okay.
I think he'd be
done
to do that.
Done. All right. Final three questions. We ask everyone these three questions. First one: do you guys wash your apples?
Yes,
I do the whole shirt rub.
There you
yes.
go. There
yes.
you go. I like that. That's yes. a working okay. man's apple wash.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay. What's going to take me down? A little germs?
Yeah, yeah. exactly. Yeah. I like that.
What's we were
germ?
Just talking about this.
What's yeah. a germ?
We were saying babies in New York got to be like the toughest babies around.
Yes.
We saw a baby licking a wall
so
on our
a
way
window.
In.
So why are you washing your apples?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Man card.
Maybe rethink that whole and go with the, I like to Marshall's
hot breath.
Use your own germs.
Okay. Yeah. Now, question for you: do you guys floss? Shirt. Do you guys floss?
No, I don't floss.
You guys heard flossing is not.
Yeah, it doesn't do shit.
What doctor said that?
It's a myth.
That's not good.
Huh? It was on the internet.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Dude, there was an article about it.
Four or five dentists recommend you not floss.
Don't you read articles and blogs?
It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme.
It is, Big Floss is out to get us.
They got the best
of us. I haven't been to a dentist in 6 years, so no, I don't floss.
You're great.
Your teeth look amazing from here.
Thank you.
Gleaming. The lights are actually off.
Smell great.
The lights are off and you're smiling right now.
All right, second to last question, and we're going to have to ask separately because we got both of you here. Justin, most famous person on your cell phone?
Odell Beckham.
Want to call him?
You want to give him a call?
Want to give him a call?
I think you do.
Want to call him?
Just give him a ring. Just a little ring.
Okay, what's up?
What's up, bro?
What's up, Odell?
Hey, bro.
Should we call him right now?
Yeah,
what's up, Odell?
Just put him, put me on the spot here.
Yeah.
Hold on, let's see who Marshall has.
Whoa, why don't we do like deflection. 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 They asked you first.
Yeah.
Deflection.
Yeah.
All right. Yo, Eli. I got a quick question for you. I'm sitting here at Barstool, and they were asking me the most famous person. I had their number, and I was like, I can call Eli. And I told them that you knew what Barstool was, and they just wanted to confirm it with you. They didn't believe me. Hold on. What do you have on your phone, E?
I have Barstool app on my phone.
Oh, hell yeah. There you go, Eli. Eli, just so you know, Marshall ranked the funniest quarterbacks he's played for. He ranked you number one.
You're the funniest. Marshall Newhouse said you were the funniest quarterback that he's ever played with.
There you go. That's a wonderful compliment. Thank you so much.
Yeah, quick follow-up question. There are rumors flying all around, mostly from Boomer Esiason, that your brother is going to play for the Patriots now that they ran out of quarterbacks. Is that true?
No, he's not going to play.
Hard no. Breaking news. No. Peyton Manning will not sign
for right now, so I
don't think he's in China?
Oh, yeah. Spread the game. All right, Eli, thank you for taking the call. And I just want to say I'm also a big fan of your chip eating. I'm a big chip eater myself. So keep eating those chips, all right?
I'll keep eating them.
All right, you're the man, Eddie. Thanks.
All right, bye.
All right, nailed it. All right, Marshall, you?
So, I was thinking about it. I'm thinking more about who would be a better call.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to call, God, I hope he's not mad, Jeff Saturday.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
What about Andy?
I could call Andy, but he's probably, his family time.
Yeah, he's with,
with
the kids.
We'll call.
This
we'll
is
call.
Great.
We'll call
easy,
Andy?
Yeah.
We'll call Andy.
You're like
we'll
trying to get us to ask the most fucked up questions that we can.
Yeah.
We'll call Andy.
Yeah, he struggled.
Oh, okay.
Andy buttons.
Okay. Oh, wow. You got off. All right. Eli was worth it.
We'll bleep out.
Well, why don't we do...
I like it. Justin's ready for revenge because he had to go first.
He's
like, why don't we do your whole phone? It is the rule. If you don't get it, if you get
I'm plus one right now.
Yeah.
I'm up one.
Yeah, you absolutely are. All right. You ready for the last question?
Yeah, question that I'm going to ask that you don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you think that if Antonio Cromartie had pulled out on Coughlin time, he wouldn't have gotten his wife pregnant?
Can you repeat the question?
You know exactly what he said.
That if Antonio Cromartie had pulled out on Coughlin time, he wouldn't have gotten his wife pregnant again?
Well, if we're talking complete logistics here and just complete, obviously I was a science major and all that good stuff in college. So
you
wasn't. I wasn't.
I was going to say.
I don't even know he goes into that.
Science is not a major.
Yeah,
that's like
saying whatever.
That's like I majored in words.
We wrote shit on the boards and then I'll take that. But he would be 5 minutes early, so technically he would have been 5 minutes earlier, so he probably wouldn't have.
Okay.
He just inceptioned you right there. That was kind of some Back to the Future time warp stuff.
Well, he was driving up your guys' insurance rates because of all the
purses. Okay.
Is he still playing somewhere?
Yeah.
Indy.
Yeah.
He's an Indy.
Yeah.
Good for him.
All right. Justin Pugh, Marshall Newhouse, thank you so, so much for coming on. This was a lot of fun. And now you're a recurring guest, so you're invited back whenever you want, and that means we're going to probably call you and be like, hey, you need to come back on the show.
Awesome. Can I crash? Can I just kind of show up at the doorstep? And
yeah, anytime
knock?
You want. Door's always open. It's nice. Actually literally
always open.
Like, we're going to all die.
You guys should stop promoting.
Yeah, no. No. Yeah. It's
reverse
bad.
Psychology.
Yeah.
Like,
the door is always open.
All right, let's do some segments. That was a great interview. And also, just a shout out, we have our first ever exit interview. So these guys were in studio with us, and we're trying out a new thing. We're putting out videos. Whenever someone comes and visits us in the studio, we're doing exit interviews. I don't want to toot our own horn, but I think it's one of the funniest things we've done. So go to barstoolsports.com. I don't know if you knew we were affiliated with that site.
Yep.
Barstoolsports.com and watch our exit interview with Marshall Newhouse and Justin Pugh.
I think the exit interview was actually better than the real interview.
It was unbelievable.
We should just do the exit interview instead of the real interview.
switch it up on them?
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely check that out. I can't recommend it enough. I think it's one of the funniest things we've done.
Not to toot our own horn, but we're really good.
We're comedic geniuses.
Yeah.
Let's
do some segments.
All right, let's do some segments.
Good idea. Let's do some segments. First one up.
Let's do some segments.
Okay, first one up. Respect the biz.
All right, what do you got?
I got Paul Meyerberg.
I have Mike Wilbon.
This one is about Kirby Smart. Okay, Paul Meyerberg from USA Today. He says Kirby Smart's going to find out this week that being snappy and dismissive with the media doesn't work after you get your ass kicked in SEC play.
That's a good old fashioned threat.
Hey Kirby, respect the biz.
Respect that biz.
You thought that getting your ass kicked on Saturday was bad. Wait till you stand in front of the podium and you have to stare down a bunch of overweight guys with button up short sleeve plaid shirts tucked into their jeans.
There's nothing better than the media waiting for the coach to fall flat on his face so that they can stick it to him. It's basically all the New England media has been waiting for the last decade. Like, when Belichick finally screws up for the first time, they're going to kill him. Because, hey, guess what? You think you can dismiss our questions?
Yep.
Yeah, wait till you lose a few games. Mm-hmm. That is, I like it. I like when the journalists get their threats on.
I love it, yeah. And so, Paul, let us know how that goes after you get to grill Kirby. Like,
hey, really stick it to him.
Let us know if you put the fear of God in Kirby's. Yeah. Kirby Smart seems to me like a guy that's easily intimidated by journalists.
Mm-hmm. I bet you're really going to get him. I bet you you're probably going to get him fired. Ask him those real tough questions.
You can. Like, yeah. As a journalist, you have that power.
You do. All right, I have Michael Wilbon. He had a tough, tough time this morning. Sorry, Sunday morning. He was trying to buy a newspaper at O'Hare.
Ooh.
He wrote this.
He would. You know, Michael Wilbon would be a guy newspaper in an airport.
Yeah, hold on. Probably to go take a shit. For an old newspaper guy who likes to get ink on his hands, love that phrase, by the way. Get a little ink on your hands. Get dirty. It's like bringing your lunch pail or, you know, going to the coal mines. Yep. Us newspaper guys, we get a little ink on our hands when we go to work. Maybe just a little bit of ink under the fingernails.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? They make that awesome t-shirt. Newspaper guys get their fingers dirty.
Yeah. For an old newspaper guy who likes to get ink on his hands, the fare to get the Sun-Times and Tribune to O'Hare this Sunday morning by 8 a.m. ought to get somebody fired, or at the very least, suspended. The industry is too challenged already to have passengers who still like to hold paper in hand unable to buy it.
Ooh.
Damn.
Wow, that's scathing.
Some poor fucking sap who, like, drives a truck to deliver the Tribune is waking up and Mike Wilbon's calling for his fucking job at 8 a.m.
I like how Mike Wilbon thinks that people get suspended at their jobs. Like, this is a guy that's worked in sports for a little bit too long.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to get suspended from my job.
Yeah.
It would be the absolute best if somebody figure out a way where I can get suspended with pay from this job.
Yes.
And I will do it tomorrow.
He also tweeted this. He went on this little rant just as the Jose Fernandez news was breaking on Twitter. So that was a nice spot. I mean,
that's what really matters.
Well, once Mike Wilbon finds out about Jose Fernandez tomorrow's paper, once he gets a little ink on his hands, he'll probably have some thoughts on that. And let's do a little
quick shout out to this tweet from Thursday during the Pats game was maybe the funniest tweet I've ever seen.
Okay.
It was the Pats were killing him and he tweeted, "I want a piece of Kornheiser right now."
Oh, yeah.
At 11:32 Eastern, I want a piece of his ass.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but I love it. Just a couple guys going at it on Twitter.
Hey, tune into the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go after.
We're going to start doing that, by the way. Yeah. Me and Big Cat are going to go after each other on Twitter and get into fights and be like, now tune in tomorrow to find out how this fight is resolved.
I embarrass Shannon Sharp on Friday's debate. Yeah. Watch me win again on Monday.
Another win conversation for Skip Bayless.
Oh, man. For all you those who bet on Skip Bayless every day in your fantasy debate teams, watch him win
You should be able to go to Vegas and put money on Around the Horn.
Yes.
Why is this
not
a thing?
Well, no, because I'd bet on it. I'd lose all my money. Yeah. all right, let's do a little. We have to do a speaking of Jose Fernandez, to get serious for a minute, you know, obviously we're a comedy show and we like to have a good time, but that we joke about the thoughts and prayers that go out on Twitter. This obviously was a tremendous tragedy. And I actually, like, it's rare that a death will, like, kind of, like, take the wind out of me, but that's what happened when I woke up this morning and saw that.
Prince was one of those.
Yeah, Prince was one of those, but this is just, I mean.
This is worse because the guy was so young.
So young, and what he embodied. Right, exactly. Yeah. And how unbelievable he was. I remember he pitched against the Cubs in, like, June, and I think he had the flu, and it was like, oh, man, he doesn't look well, and then he struck out, like, 13 Cubs. He was so, so good, so electric.
He genuinely seemed to enjoy playing baseball, yes, too, which is cool.
Which we need more of, because we don't need more Goose Gossages, you know, getting upset about bat flips. We need more Jose Fernandez.
It was the best when he hit his first dinger, and then the Braves, because they're the Braves, like, had a bench-clearing incident to come out and confront him.
Brian McCann, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian McCann's going to be starting
Brian
brawls.
Brian McCann's the worst.
When he's, like, 70 years old. He's going to be starting brawls in, like, the retirement home softball league.
Yeah.
But they all came out on the field, and Jose was just smiling as he was at home plate. Yeah. Like, the benches were cleared around him. Right. He was like, I just hit my first ding-dong, so deal with it.
So, in actual thoughts and prayers to his family, very, very sad. I also, we've talked about this before, how you Twitter grieve. I noticed that people were Twitter grieving pretty quickly on Sunday morning because we had some NFL games, had to get it out of the way.
Yeah, we had to cycle through the stages very quickly. I forget, we actually, like, set aside the four stages of Twitter grief. I forget what they were, but I did notice today it started out, like, people rushing to, you know, see who could sound the saddest.
Who it affected the most, personally. Like, Marlins man said that he was not going to be taking, he wasn't ignoring our calls.
Yeah.
He just needed to unplug.
I don't know if I saw, I feel like I saw somebody saying, like, oh, I've been boating there before.
Yeah.
In that same area.
So I've been in the ocean before.
So it could have been them.
Could have been me. Hank, you went in the ocean this summer.
Hank jumps off bridges into the ocean. So, yeah. Like, so, you could have been hit by that boat.
We also had I don't know if you saw the undefeated.
Yeah.
Did the classy move. Rest in peace, the other two guys. Because
got to think about that. Yeah, too.
Each life is equal.
That was a good take. Like, yeah. I don't know if, like, Twitter was the best avenue to go with that, but, like, that was quite a take. And then the dude that's running for Congress tied it into the Colin Kaepernick not standing up for the national anthem. I forget what his exact tweet was, but it was, like, kind of ironic that Jose risked his life to get to a country and love the flag so much, and Colin Kaepernick refuses to stand for it.
Yeah, it was like, if you sit during the moment of silence in the national anthem today after Jose Fernandez died.
Yeah.
Listen, anytime you can politicize a tragic death within an hour of it happening, you have to do it.
Go for it. You got to be the first one, because if you're the second one, you just come off looking insensitive, like an asshole that's just doing it to promote yourself. But if you're the first,
you get all the retweets.
Yeah. So, by the way, that reminds me of a great sign that I saw at somebody took a picture at the Bengals game today.
Okay.
And they passed out those signs that say, like, I stand up for cancer or to cancer, and gets to write a person's name on it. Like, I stand up for, and then somebody that you know that was affected. This guy wrote, I stand up for the national anthem.
Oh, which, nice.
Really good way to tie that in with a cancer fundraiser.
Yep.
So that was nice. And then, so after we go through all these stages of grief on Twitter, then you just get to the people that, now we've got somebody that was an asshole. So now we have somebody to direct our anger towards.
Yeah.
And so then
that
you
was a congressman. He was nice.
Yeah, he was, you know what? That congressman, I don't like to use the word hero a lot on the show, but he's he's kind of a hero because he gave us all like a channel to put our anger into.
Right.
Like, we're mad at that guy now.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for this guy. Because
everyone knows on Twitter, you can't say, like, thoughts and prayers and this is so tragic more than a few times, because then you're just the guy who's, like, can't move on. But you can be mad at someone online forever. So
that guy's the bad guy, and he's what's wrong.
Hey, so who's the bad guy?
You need somebody to point your finger and say, look at me.
That's the bad guy.
That's the bad guy.
Never see a bad guy like this. All right. Finally, our last segment, Stay Woke. This has been a very...
We got a couple others, man.
Oh, how many more?
So here's a peek behind the scenes into a pardon my
what
take,
did you say
production
what else?
Meeting. Okay. So Big Cat's on his laptop, right? Mm-hmm. And then we're discussing what we're going to be doing in the show. I hit him with like my three segments that I have, and then he's like blogging something, and then he'll just come out of his haze and be like, okay, here are my five segments, and then go back to blogging.
No, that's not true.
Hank knows that's exactly what happens.
You also have like 17 segments a show.
Okay, here's a great segment that we haven't gotten to yet. I have a second thoughts and prayers.
Okay.
Thoughts and prayers to racism. Racism's over.
Oh.
So,
wait.
RIP in peace, racism.
I thought it already was because of Obama.
Yeah, well, it was dead, but then it came back, mm-hmm. and now it's dead again. So, FIFA, they disbanded their racism task force ahead of the World Cup in Russia because they said the mission was completely fulfilled. So FIFA, of all people, ended racism.
Yeah.
So thoughts and prayers.
That should be good because, you know, when you put together a collection of European countries, racism isn't an issue.
No, never. Central Europe?
Nah.
Russia? Racism?
No. We'll be good.
That is not ringing any historical bells. Yeah. Wait, soccer, the sport where they throw bananas onto the field?
Yeah, that
all
one.
The time, that
soccer
one?
Where they ban full stadiums of fans, where they have to play in empty stadiums because like people bring swastikas and stuff? That one?
Where full nations of people are not allowed to go to certain games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So racism over. Good job by Putin, showing some tremendous leadership ahead of the World Cup.
And, I mean, it makes me just feel small as a human being because here we are in America. We're fighting racism every day. We're fighting... You know, you got protests, you got people sitting for the national anthem. Mm-hmm. Putin's over here. He just, all in a day's work.
Putin knows that there can be no racism if there's only one race.
Yes.
So,
well, you put the people who are like not fully your race in Siberia.
Yep, that's right.
And then there's no racism.
So, yeah. So congrats to Russia for being a thought leader as always and to FIFA. Great job, guys.
Yes, way to go.
do you think that FIFA and Russia get together and they kind of like try to one-up each other on the corruption?
Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know who would win.
I think that they would try to bribe somebody to win. Both of them would try to bribe somebody
we
to win.
We should... Okay, now the wheels are spinning. We should nominate ourselves to be the judge of...
Who's the most corrupt?
Who's the most corrupt? We'll wet our beaks.
Yeah, if you want to... hey, we gave out our address on the show. Yep. So, Putin, I know that you're out... You've got your fingers in a lot of American cyber pies. So you're probably listening to this show.
Submission's now open.
Submission. Door's always open. Just, you know, send us a package.
That's all. Okay. All right. We have a People versus the Sun update. So everyone knows, the Sun is 0-2.
Sun's taking a lot of L's, and the losing streak continues.
Oh, no.
The game at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa
delayed. Hard Rock Stadium, bro.
Oh, did they change it?
Yeah. They changed it, and it's perfect.
It's
Hard Rock Stadium in
Miami.
Yeah. It's perfect. It's where you go with your Tommy Bahama shirt.
Tampa. I'm talking about Tampa.
Oh.
Two different cities in
Florida. The Miami Stadium's Hard Rock
Stadium. They should just rename the state of
Florida.
Hard Rock.
Oh. Just, okay, yeah.
Hard Rock presents Florida.
Yeah. Applebee's presented sponsored by Applebee's.
Hard Rock Hotel presents Florida, sponsored by Applebee's and Bridgestone. There you go.
Okay, so I got my Floridas mixed up. Go on.
Yeah, so they suspended the game for a little bit and because of the clouds and the lightning. So basically blocking out the sun entirely. So Sun, taking another big L.
Oh, man.
Now it's become... Not necessarily people versus the sun in this case, but it's the clouds versus the sun.
Let me ask you a question. Have they ever suspended a game because of the sun?
No.
Okay, so people don't fear the sun.
That's right. The sun's kind of a pussy.
Yeah.
Hey, son, what you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? We're not going to suspend this game. Yeah. Come on out. Come on out in your brightest. We don't care.
Yeah. I like how we're taunting the sun now. And like some,
yo,
something,
fuck the sun.
Something really fucked up is going to happen with the sun in the next 6
What's
months.
Gonna
we're going to be.
We can't do shit.
We're going to be the plan.
Sun can't hurt us. I got SPF 15, man.
The sun's not even on Twitter.
Yeah. It might be, actually. okay, we have...
Yeah, here's a good rule of thumb. If you can defeat something by putting on lotion, it's not that big
not
of
that
an opponent
hard.
To be.
Yeah, hey, oh no, son. Let me put on my sunglasses and a hat.
Yeah.
And I think I'll be okay.
I'll rub lotion all over my body and it'll feel awesome.
Yeah. And I'll look really cool, really good.
Yeah.
Way to go, son. You're trying to hurt me and I just look hot.
Yeah.
All right, we have, finally, before our last segment, we have a just chill out, man. This one goes out to Jason Whitlock. We're going to play a little clip for you.
there's a deadly culture war being waged that isn't being discussed on Fox News, MSNBC, or CNN. Cyberhumans versus humans. People whose reality is shaped by the internet versus people whose reality is shaped by the real world. Right now, cyberhumans are crushing humans. It might be the most one-sided war in the history of the world.
I think this is Skynet, and I just really just need Jason Whitlock to just chill out, man.
He said it's become the most one-sided war in the history of mankind. So here's what Jason does. Jason consumes a lot of media. By media, I mean, generally speaking, 20 to 25-year-old movies and TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And so he'll get really into one piece of media, and he'll sit down, he'll watch it, and then he'll find a way to tie that thing into everything that he believes in life. So it's like a freshman in college that writes papers tying the Terminator into like the Scarlet Letter.
Yep.
And be like, I know the Terminator really well, so I'm just going to make an extended analogy. Jason Whitlock's life is an extended analogy.
Yeah.
And so, but sometimes he goes a little bit too far.
And this is
Just chill out. Go,
just chill out, man.
Hey, Jason, talk about The Wire some more.
Just go to a strip club.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just go to a strip club buffet. You know, you obviously don't like porn if you're not into the cyber war side of this thing. That's really what he's saying. He likes to go to strip clubs instead of watching porn.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And you know what that means? You just need to chill out, man, because I'd rather just stay at home and sit on my computer all day. You want to call me a cyberhuman? That's fine. You just need to chill out, man. All right, last one. Stay woke.
This is a huge stay woke.
So this is very, very contentious.
Stay woke. I feel like we need to come up with a franchise for our woke boys.
It's a new franchise.
So, but we can't use boys again. We already did boys.
We get...
So the woke...
The wokies.
Yeah.
The Wokeman.
Hey, Erica, it's a new franchise. We get addicted to amphetamines and we stay woke.
Yeah.
It's a franchise. It's a franchise. All right. We have a very, very contentious stay woke. If everyone, I'm sure, listening to this show has seen the clip by now, the, was she a manager?
It was an Auburn, like, the girl was a
female.
An intern.
Woman.
A female was an intern at ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
She had some job in like the student PR for the football team. I forget. Yep. But she was loosely connected to Auburn football.
There was a kickoff. She was sitting in the end zone. She tried to catch the kickoff. She took it straight off her face. I think it was planned. Obviously she still got the ball off her face, but there's a second video of someone videotaping her behind her. That seems too convenient.
Yep. Directly there. Like they knew something was going to happen on this kickoff.
I saw the interview after. She didn't have much of a welt on her face. And she probably gained thousands of followers. Hank claims that we are too woke.
Just a little too woke. I mean, you sent the text. You said, I know it's not fake, but it's fake.
Yes.
That's.
And I think everyone would agree with me.
There's no such thing as being too woke, because if you're too woke, that just means that people know better than to try to fool you.
Yeah.
So you're walking around like a big shot and nobody's going to scam you.
Yeah,
so,
but if you're too woke, then no one's going to listen to you. You're going to oversaturate the woke market.
Alex Jones has been gaining listeners and viewers by the hundreds of thousands.
Is he too woke?
I actually, no.
No,
you're right, exactly.
Exactly.
And he's probably the wokest person in the world.
Yeah, so...
But he makes better presentations of his wokeness. Like, I'll watch one of his videos, and I'll believe.
Okay.
I don't quite understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, wait, Hank. Okay. You are more inclined to believe that the Sandy Hook shooting was a hoax than to believe that this Auburn girl a football to the
because face? Of Alex Jones' presentation?
Yes. That's a direct shot across the bow. At Big Cat's, at your journalism credentials.
Yeah. All right, I said in the text, I was like, I don't know how, but I know. And that's the first level of wokeness, is I just got my ears up. I'm listening. I hear shit. I'm like the dog, you know, you hit the garage door and the dog gives the side slant.
Yeah.
I got the side slant going now with this shit. And so
Hank,
don't tell me I'm too woke.
Hank, it's called the scientific method. Ever heard of it? You come up with a conclusion.
A hypothesis?
And then you come up with a conclusion.
When's the hypothesis coming?
So you come up with a conclusion and then you fit all the facts that match your conclusion into your narrative. So maybe crack open a science book for me one time before you start this.
What's a hypothesis?
I don't think that's
really
a math. That's the long part of a triangle.
Okay.
It's the first paragraph of an essay.
Plus B squared equals the long C squared hypothesis.
Yeah.
So, I agree with Big Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Something fishy is going on here.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Smells.
Yep. It definitely smells. Why would this woman have...
Female girl.
Have lots of people taking videos of her, like, as she was preparing to catch this kickoff.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
Weird.
I think that, you know, the only stumbling block we run into is the fact of... How do you fake just like taking the kick to the face?
Okay,
that's kind of a problem for me, but we can deal with that because it seems like there was a deflection off her hand into her face. She doled the blow.
Can I say that I was up very, very late on Saturday night, Sunday morning, watching college football. I watched football all day. It was like 2:30 in the morning, and I started thinking that maybe they had put a different ball into the game just for this moment. So it wouldn't actually like hurt her. This was all planned. Just saying.
See, all right. Let me say my point because I'm. You know, I love being woke. I'm all about the woke.
Do you though? Do you?
I saw the interview, and this girl said she has a relationship with the football team with the kicker.
Huh.
She said,
you're doing a bad job.
Okay.
Here.
Hank.
So, and she had a bet with the kicker, like, oh, if you kick one, I'm going to try and catch it. So the reason, like. She told her friends, so her friends that she was with, like, videotape me catching this ball. She went to go catch it and got smoked in the face.
By the way, breaking news, Arnold Palmer has passed away.
Well, Jesus Christ.
Moment of silence. We actually broke that news.
We did break that news. Now we have our journalism degree back. Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. That's the show. I don't know what to say. We just broke that news. It won't be broken once you're listening to this, but live breaking news right now.
Mm-hmm.
We broke that news.
I'm going to go drink an Arnold Palmer.
Yes. I am going to go look at that picture of Darren Revelle and Arnold Palmer drinking Arnold Palmers. My favorite picture. All right. We will see you on Wednesday. We have a huge guest and hopefully another exit interview for you. So make sure you subscribe and leave that review, and we will see you on Wednesday.
Ja, wir kommen dir in Kali hit, okay?
Top oh my, top oh my, top.
Så unødvendig å si av odds og endan. Jeg skal hoppe vekk langsom lære at livet ok. Si efter meg. Ikke bør være sikker en kid av det.
Ta på meg. Ta på meg. Ta meg på. Ta meg på. Jeg vil vekk. På en dag eller to.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Bar Stool Sports.